Once again, it's Michael Felton.
So, I can't hardly wait. It is a Mifflin Street block party day, old timers riot day. And Jeff had some things that,
these are things that you won't hear at the Mifflin Street block party. There's a list. Number one, this better not get me high. Number two, my name's not Dude. Number three, those guys cheat at Hacky Sack. Number four, okay, I'm going to need to see some ID. Number five, is that patchouli? Not anymore.
Jeff Hammond, bass player. Stand-up bass player, stand-up comic. He does everything standing up. He sleeps standing up. I've seen him sleep standing. It's really kind of amazing. Of course, he's got the stall to prop him up. Okay. Bill Huber is from Millville, Minnesota. He's a hydrologist. That's groundwater, ain't it, Bill?
No. Surface.
What?
Surface water.
It is not?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you may be a hydrologist, but I'm telling you, you're in groundwater. Why would you care what water's on the surface? Come on down here for just a second, would you, Bill? Because I got to step on everybody. Then. They don't mind it if you do it. Yeah, it's okay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hydrologist, groundwater guy.
I do surface water.
Then you're not a hydrologist.
Okay.
Geology is all about what's under the ground, not what's lying on top of it. But I shouldn't have to tell you this.
No, hydrology is about water. Surface water, often.
Let me ask you this then,
yeah.
Bill Huber.
Yeah.
Where does surface water come from?
The sky.
Okay. But where does it end up?
The ocean.
You're really evasive. I'm surprised you didn't go into law as a career.
I thought about it.
Yeah. Surface water? Well, it's nice to meet you. How are you? You want to ask this question? I don't know. It's kind of stupid, but go ahead.
Okay, you want me to?
Go ahead.
All right. If you and Garrison did a show together, who would be more intimidated, you, Garrison, or the audience?
Garrison Keeler? Well, I don't know. I've never worked with a man, but I am a bit intimidating, as you can tell just from this interaction.
Yeah, and that's why...
He's pretty good at what I've heard of him. He's pretty good at concealing any intimidation he might feel.
Yes.
So I don't think you'd see any change. Plus, has he got the beard now, or doesn't he? Okay, well...
He's on the radio. So I didn't know you still had a beard.
I think it would be a toss-up as to intimidation. It doesn't bother me at all.
You're intimidating. He's intimidating. So the audience might be uncomfortable.
I think it would be very uncomfortable. Let's not do it. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
With that surface water. Don't try producing any shows or anything. Surface water, that's a good one. It's groundwater, isn't it?
I think it is.
Yeah. Huh? Hydrogeology is groundwater, but a hydrogeologist is surface water? It doesn't make any sense.
He's a hydrologist.
Hydrologist?
So there's no geo in
it. Oh. Take the ground out of a hydrologist, and you get you. Get Bill from Millville. Okay. Oh, you know, we got people here from Eau Claire. And since this book really is about the greater Eau Claire, I was wondering how they reacted to it. Where's Deb from Eau Claire? Okay. Keith from Eau Claire. Okay. I could just lean over here and get the Eau Claire people. Thank you for that. You're not from Eau Claire yourself, are you?
No, Medford.
Medford is nice, too. Somebody should write a book about Medford, you know. That'd be a good one. Deb, yes, and both of you. Yes, let's get both of you here. You're both from Eau Claire. How'd you think of, did you hear the rendition of Eau Claire in the book there?
I knew every town that you were pointing out, yeah, but yeah. I don't.
We're actually from Cleghorn.
From Cleghorn. Oh, this is unbelievable, because I'm convinced now, because he was trying to mislead me, but I think it was about Cleghorn.
Yeah. It sounded like it.
Did it sound like? Tell me what matched with Cleghorn.
Well, the elevator sounded like Oliva, but a lot of the rest of it sounded like it could have been Cleghorn or Eau Claire. The train depot being torn down sounded Eau Claire.
Jump in, anything you got. You're just making husband like gestures here. Like, what she said, gesture, you know, thing, and I need something from you.
That's my usual response, is whatever she says goes.
It's my career here that you do this at home.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out exactly what townie means too, but yeah. It sounds like he's mixing them all together, and it's a because Leva is not big enough to have everything that they. Yeah.
Anything there that did not sound authentic as far as you know, Eau Claire or Trempealeau counties?
Well, it sounded like Eau Claire County. I'm going to say.
Okay, there you have it. Thank you very much, Deb and Keith, in support of the book. Thanks very much. You were a lot better than he was. You both did a good job, I thought. Anybody else from Eau Claire here? You want to get in your 2 cents worth or around there? Yes? Are you? Okay. Wait a minute. I'm going to find authenticity. The author is still here, so be careful what you say. Hi.
Hi.
Yes, you can stand up. Would you like to? Okay. You going to put your purse down? I'm going to grab it.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm out of here with that purse. If you leave it there another second, sorry, just the way I am. How are you?
Well, it's good to meet you. I'm Pam Rhodes from Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
Hi, Pam. And
my son, Nick.
Say hi, Pam, everyone.
My son, Nick, was a Boy Scout with Nick.
He was? Oh,
yeah.
How cool.
Yeah, and I can hardly wait to tell him that I was here today. We were visiting our daughter, Mary, my husband and I, and she woke up this morning and realized Nick Butler would be here, so we came on down.
Oh, wasn't that great? Yeah. So was he over at your house a lot?
Well, you know, I saw him in passing, you know, and I'm just the mother, but I know...
Never say just the mother.
Yeah.
Just say just the mom.
Well, and I remember Nick's friend, Josh Swan, helping my son build his Eagle Scout project in our garage.
What was that project?
It was a big ape.
A Girl Scout?
No. It was a big wood and screen bird aviary. Aviary? Is that what you call it? Anyway, and it was going to, and it was taken out for rehabbing birds.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
So, yeah. So, anyway, we're very happy to
Nick
see
Nick and
our,
Nick, huh?
We were very happy
good,
to...
Good friends?
Well, I mean, Nick, I think, was a year older. So, you know how that goes in high school. That's, yeah. But, I mean, he always...
It's like a lifetime.
Yeah. He always looked up to him. He was a nice, older, kinder boy to, you know, he was always pleased when he acknowledged him. Oh. So, yeah, we're very happy to see this Eau Claire boy make good.
Excellent. Excellent. Very nice. That should go on the book jacket, next edition. Thank you very much. Very sweet of you. Let's see now. Sporting goods, huh? And sporting goods? What's moving these days?
Baseballs this time of year. Yeah.
Baseballs? You sell baseballs there? Rawlings?
Yeah.
Is there another kind? Hard to shop around for a baseball. You don't usually shop around for a baseball.
Usually just round.
The round and the... Yeah, you look for the stitching. I look for the good stitching on a baseball.
Either flat or raised,
yeah, something you got to wipe the pine tar on or whatever. That'll hold the pine tar when you wipe it on. Okay. Favorite first, Pat Trapp, RN? Pat Trapp, RN?
Back.
Got a call for you. You got to get on duty. You're out of here. Sorry, got to go. Pat Trapp, right? T-R-A-P-P? Yeah, got to go. RN? Yeah, you're wanted. Just kidding, come on. What is your favorite first sign of spring when the first ice fisherman falls in? And you know he's not going to be the last one. No, you know, I mean, there's going to be, or they drift off on their little shelves, ice shelves, you know. Oh, this ice cannot ever separate from the mainland, you know. They're out there floating, and they go to rescue them. They got a helicopter in to rescue a guy out in Lake Mendota. Daring air rescue. Floating. Ice fisherman floating off on a little. Still got his sit on his beer. Floating out to the middle of Lake Mendota. Doesn't want to be saved. Doesn't want to be rescued. That's a funny thing about these guys. Don't. Huh?
Fish are biting.
Exactly right. And that ice will last another couple days yet, probably. Austin from Madison Randall School. Are we out of time? Is that why you're doing that? Well, why didn't you say something?
She's about ready to blow that thing, so I thought maybe I would try to soften the blow.
All right, fine. We'll get back to him. Austin, don't leave. We're going to play the... are you Austin? I'll get back to you. Okay, later. and get to your question. I promise you. Okay? Hold me to it. We have to know who can and cannot participate in the What Do You Know quiz, that which is about to follow. This gentleman here will now get up. And he's from where?
From Ohio.
Yeah, but where?
Akron, Ohio.
Akron. I love Akron. I haven't been there in a while. Akron Fashion Institute. My alma mater.
I can tell. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers, not so much. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners... Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. The streets belong to the people. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office lines trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Nice enunciation. Mr. Enunciation there. What was your name again?
Terry. Terry McNabb.
Terry? Very nice enunciation. Did you take speech in school?
I did. I had a speech impediment as a small child, and so, yeah, TRs came out as Fs, so trucks were always a big problem.
Thanks, Terry. Okay, who wants to play the quiz? Let's see, you know, I'm seeing this gentleman here had just something about him. Now that I look at him again, I don't see it, but... First, yeah, come over here to the aisle if you would. You're a young man, a gentleman. It seems a little old for you.
Gentleman, yeah.
You can be a gentleman until you're about, I don't know, 50, 52.
Halfway there.
Yeah. And you are?
Dan Sinclair.
Dan, are you from around here? Or?
I live here for, I've been here for a while, but I'm originally from Appleton.
From Appleton. Mm-hmm. And are you headed back to Appleton, or a little tentative?
Maybe sometime soon, next week.
Give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
My girlfriend was working at the brat stand, and you came up to order, and she said, "Hey, you sound a lot like Michael Feldman," and you were.
One of the poorer reasons I've heard, but you got to please the girlfriend, right? It's all about pleasing the girlfriend.
Sinclair.
Sinclair. Yes. I knew it was something like that. Campbell Sinclair. Mm-hmm. Okay. And where are you from originally? You said Appleton.
Appleton.
Yeah. Appleton West?
Appleton East.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, Appleton East High School is on the south side of Appleton. I don't know what happened there.
And there is no Appleton North or South, but there is an East
there
and
is,
West.
There is, well,
is there an Appleton
direction
North?
Or high school?
High school.
There is an Appleton North.
There is?
Yeah, there's no Appleton South, I don't think.
But that's actually where you went, you said. Appleton South.
Yeah, well, I mean, if we were
so you
going
went to
by
no
directions.
School? You went to the mythical school? Did you tell your parents you're going?
Well, I lived
going off to Appleton South.
Lived right down the street from it, so I had to go somewhere.
But what was it called?
It was called Appleton East.
But it was in the South?
It was in the South.
Okay.
I mean, it might have been in East.
And
South
the West
East,
isn't maybe. Actually in where? In North?
Well, it seems like it's kind of in the middle, actually.
Which is the one that has a missile on its front lawn?
East is the silo. It's built like it was like a Cold War school. Oh. And so like the middle of it is supposed to be like a bomb shelter, but it just looks like a missile silo.
No, but there's one that actually has an actual missile on its lawn. I think it's West.
That's probably
anyone
West.
Know that for a fact?
Nina. Yeah, they're the
Rockets. Oh, the Nina Rockets. Never mind. Mm-hmm. Get me started on the whole Nina thing because that complicates things. And so what are you doing these days, Dan?
I work for a little biotech company over in, like, Middleton area.
Yeah? What are you doing for them, or is it classified?
No, not
general
that
area.
Classified.
I'm
just a lackey scientist, associate scientist.
Okay.
My title.
I mean, chemical type scientist?
Yep. We make DNA, I suppose, would be the easiest way to put it.
Oh, just nothing, right? Yeah. I just make DNA. Okay.
Very small amounts of it.
Just, you know, you don't need a lot.
No.
A lot goes, a little goes a long way, yeah. DNA. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, those ribbons and things up there.
Yeah.
Lots of things on them ribbons. Someone up there plays along with you in the quiz. How does that work then, Sarah?
If somebody at home wants to play along, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. According to dirtsearch.org, the number one female to female name to avoid if you're worried about, if you're some rich guy and worried about getting a gold digger, number one name in terms of legal records, that's what I want to know, number one name. You know, like Amanda is a name, Ashley. Number one name to avoid if you're worried about someone, you know, like Sterling, the guy, the basketball guy. If you want to avoid something like that, a situation like that, what name should you number one avoid? Female name. Let's go to the phones right now. Steve is in Columbus, Ohio. What a coincidence. Hey, Steve.
Hey. Hi, Michael.
What's going on?
Not a whole lot. Just watching the cat sleep.
Does it do, like, funny stuff when it sleeps, or what's...
Well, no, they just kind of lay there. Be still.
So... I mean, how long can you sit there at a time watching it?
As long as it takes for them to wake up, I suppose.
Things a little slow around there?
Well, I'm going to have to quit smoking my lunch. That's what I'm figuring.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Steve, according to dirtsearch.org, what number one female name should you avoid if you're worried about being exploited in some sort of a financial way?
Well, I forget her name. But
that's perfect. I'm going to accept that. It probably was Jennifer. Okay,
oh,
cool.
Yeah,
that was her. I forget her name is a better answer than I could have come up with. Okay. Steve, this is Dan.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Dan.
Dan, Steve. Okay, enough? Let's go. We, two guys. We, do
we have a cat, too, and we do the same thing.
Oh, you watch the cat? You guys are a little troubled, I would say. Troubled individuals we have on the show with us today. And what categories do we have there?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Is this going to distract you from the cat if we do this, Steve?
No, it'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Steve, you heard those categories. Which one would you like?
How about science?
Science it is? Okay, go right to science. Are you a scientist, Steve, as well?
No, not today. Not this life.
The female cockroach will lay eggs after one of the following: after eating the male, after nesting in a drain trap, or after cuddling with the male. Female cockroach.
Dan, what do you think on that?
I don't think it's the first one. I don't think they eat the guy and
okay.
then say baby time.
So between a drain and cuddling?
Those are my two.
Peace down. I like C. Try C.
See?
Cuddling is right.
Yeah,
yes, congratulations. Right. Holy cow. That was a little too easy.
That's one right and zero wrong.
Okay. What's left there, sir?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Dan.
People.
People. She's very proud of you. You can see it. You're doing good. No, she's not
shaking
proud.
Her
she's
head.
Shaking her head. Associate the gender with the nightmare. A, female. B, male. 1, earthquakes. 2, relationships. Okay, so on the left here we have the genders, female and male. On the right we have the things that they might have nightmares about, and they are earthquakes and relationships. I want to say match the gender with the nightmare.
I
know in my case it's male relationships.
I've never had a nightmare about an earthquake, so.
Sounds good.
Let's not use you guys as examples. Let's start with that.
I don't know, Steve. I think we go with the female and the earthquake and male relationship.
Even though it's not true?
Even though it's not true. Maybe we should go with the other one? I don't know, the one that's... He's probably looking for the true answer.
No, I'm saying you said that it's not true. I'm not saying it's not true as far as the answer goes.
I don't know what's true.
I take these with a grain of salt. I know that. So what are you saying then?
I'm going to stick with my gut, Dan. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do that.
What is that? Females?
Females, earthquakes.
In males' relationships. Yeah. No, you're wrong. It's the other way around. Yeah. Very disappointing after all that.
That's one right and one wrong.
I don't know. That's some research thing. It's probably not true at all. I don't really dream of, have nightmares about relationships so much, you know. Do you have nightmares about earthquakes?
I do, actually. And tidal waves.
They got it entirely wrong. We should give them credit for that. I'm going to give you credit for that. Okay. All right. In the win column. All right, what's left?
So that would now be two right and zero wrong, and the categories remaining are current events, places, things you should have learned in school, or odds and ends.
Okay, back to Steve, isn't it? Steve?
Things I should have learned had I been paying attention.
Okay, what were you doing at the time, Steve? Or don't you remember?
Watching cat sleep.
In school? You don't know, there was no cat in school.
Yeah, sure, they play outside and then they go to sleep.
Okay. Okay, smarty pants, what's an astronomical unit? An AU. What does that actually measure, an astronomical unit?
I believe it's the distance from the Earth to the Sun, or it's
or vice versa.
Somebody sort of clapped a little bit. I'm taking it as a good sign. Steve? Have you heard of that, Steve?
From the Sun to the Earth?
The Sun to the Earth should be the same distance.
I mean, it
should.
It's used to measure
if it's
distances
spring
in space.
Or fall, I guess.
Steve, are you all right with that?
Are you all right? Are you all right in general,
you
Steve?
You all right?
I think I'll go with that.
And you're saying this is from the Earth to the Sun?
I think so.
That's right. You won the Wanting to Know quiz.
Dan, find out whether or not Oscar Wilde said on his deathbed, either those curtains go or I do. And what do you know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Source Books. And then commemorate last month's Earth Day with a sumptuous book to weigh down your coffee table, Christina Mittermeier's Sublime Nature, Photos That Awe and Inspire from National Geographic Books. Rise slightly above terra firma with John Collins' The New World Champion Paper Airplane Book. From 10 Speed Press, and get some inner peace with Dan Harris's 10% Happier from It Books, an imprint of HarperCollins. Steve, begin every morning like it's What Do You Know time with Stephen Brew's Breakfast Blend, and add luster to your afternoon with smooth and rich Costa Rican Terrasu from Madison's Stephen Brew Coffee. That's coffee done right. And then dress up your dog or cat in style with a Great Lake fish print tie-on bandana from Stellaware. Exercise your presidential sartorial talents with the Obama-rama dress-up kit, including a large magnetic Barack Obama doll and an executive assortment of clothing, and complete your collection of What Do You Know collectibles with Michael Feldman Posse stickers, Posse Plus 7 Power stickers, Michael Feldman Core Value stickers, and a half dozen greetings from Planet Feldman postcards. Congratulations, Steve.
Holy cow.
Thank you. Now get one for the mailman.
Well done. I thought, Steve, hang on for a second. Don't wake the cat, though. Yeah.